Ma'am,
the trooper said suddenly,
stop what you're doing.
Cindy froze.
I'm going to need you to sit back and put your hands on the steering wheel.
What's the problem?
Put your hands on the steering wheel.
The trooper's tone had changed. He was serious now, anxious. Cindy had done the one thing she'd told herself not to do. For whatever reason, she'd drawn suspicion. Don't panic. She slowly placed her hands on the wheel and looked straight ahead.
Why do you have blood on your hands and pants?
Tears started to well in Cindy's eyes. The silence stretched between them, raw and unsteady. Nothing had worked like they'd thought it would, and now she was sitting on the side of the road with a cop who was asking about blood on her hands. In a matter of hours, months of meticulous planning had gone to crap. Don't panic. She opened her mouth, but nothing emerged. Her hands gripped the wheel tighter as her breath came in short bursts.
I'm going to need you to step out of the car.
Trooper Kincaid opened Cindy's door and backed away. He kept his flashlight on her until she was out and leaning against the back quarter panel by the gas tank.
I'm going to ask you again,
the trooper said. His voice was stern now.
Why is there blood on your hands and clothes? Where were you tonight?
I told you. On a date. In Peekskill.
What was your date's name?
I don't.
Tell me what happened. Was there an accident? Is someone hurt? Did someone try to hurt you?
Don't panic. The questions were coming too quickly. Cindy held on to the one she thought she might be able to play with. Did someone try to hurt you?
Yes. She could tell a convincing story about that. She could blame her date.
She could get the trooper on her side and maybe get out of this. She'd fill out a form and leave a fake number and get back on the road. Did someone try to hurt you? Why, yes. Yes, they did. The trooper shined his flashlight down the rear of the car toward the bumper.
Ma'am, you have more spatter on the back of this car. Tell me what's going on right now.
And just like that, her story was useless. There was blood on her hands, on her clothes, and now he'd found some on the car. Too much blood to explain away. It wouldn't be long before he'd discover the body in the trunk, and that would be it. The truth that she'd sought for so long and was so close to obtaining would stay hidden forever. Don't panic. The trooper brought his flashlight around and shined it in her face. He grabbed the radio that was fastened to his shoulder.
Ma'am, I'm going to ask you one last time. I need you to focus. What is...
There was movement in the darkness, away from the flashlight in the pulsing red and white. Before Cindy could register what it was, the flashlight left her face and the trooper fell to the ground.
He'd caught up to her.
The wet thump of crunching bone and blood echoed in the night as he hunched above the trooper, beating him with something she couldn't make out. The sound made her want to vomit. She watched his arm come up once, twice, three times, then a sickening fourth. It was over in a matter of seconds, and the roadway was, once again, brought to a deafening silence. He straightened and looked at her, his chest heaving as breath smoked from his lips. She could see now that he was holding a tire iron, the curved end covered in the trooper's blood. She knew there would be bits of skull and brain matter on it if she looked, so she kept her focus up and away, watching as he rushed toward the police cruiser. The cruiser's engine died, and all the lights went out. As soon as they did, she could see his car parked behind the trooper's, the lights off so they hadn't seen him approaching. He ran back toward her and, without stopping, bent down and dragged the body until it was hidden from the road, next to the patrol car. Cindy watched it all, frozen in place, unable to move. How could so much go wrong with such a simple plan? Things had spun so completely out of control, and they hadn't even had a chance to get started. They'd murdered two people in one night. How could they ever turn back from what they'd done? Trevor Foster had saved her from arrest, and at the same time, he'd punched her ticket to hell. Okay. Panic.